The children managed to take their coats and were dumped outside on the wet sidewalk in front of the theater.
"And I better not see you here again."
The manager closed the glass doors, wiped his hands, and glared at them until they ran away, brushing ash from their hair. Once they were out of sight of the theater, they slowed to a walk. The air was cold and they shivered. Isabel told Hugo about other movies she loved, comedies and cartoons and cowboy movies starring someone named Tom Mix. There was an actress she'd seen named Louise Brooks who had a haircut that Isabel had copied. There were adventure stories and mysteries and love stories and fantasies. She said names like Charlie Chaplin, Jean Renoir, and Buster Keaton. Hugo had seen a few Buster Keaton movies and two Charlie Chaplin movies, but for some reason, he didn't share this with Isabel. He just listened. Soon they arrived back at the station. As they entered the waiting room, Hugo noticed someone standing very still, looking up at the main clock, taking notes on a clipboard. It was the station inspector. Hugo grabbed Isabel and ducked behind a bench nearby. He rubbed the buttons on his coat.
"What are you doing?"
Isabel said, straightening herself up. But Hugo was lost in thought. Had the station inspector begun investigating and found out that Hugo's uncle was gone? Hugo couldn't be taken away now, not when he was so close to finishing The Mechanical Man. He knew he shouldn't have gone to the movies. He never should have left the station. Hugo's heart raced. He had to get into the walls to check the clocks, but Isabel was still talking. He hadn't heard anything she had said for the last few minutes. When he thought it was safe, he got up and started walking in the opposite direction from the station inspector.
"Answer me, Hugo," she said as she caught onto his arm. "Don't just run away." "I've got to go." "That's what I mean. Go where? I was asking you where you lived."
Hugo stopped short and stared at her.
"I don't know anything about you," she said. "You know where I live. You know about my parents. If we're going to be friends, then I think I should know about you. Why won't you tell me?"
Suddenly, Hugo started to run.
"Hugo," she yelled, "stop! Wait for me!"
Hugo helped Isabel to her feet, but he couldn't stop staring at the key on the chain around her neck. Isabel noticed and tucked it back into her dress.
"Where did you get that?" Hugo whispered. "Tell me where you live."
Neither of them said a word. Without warning, Isabel started running again, and this time Hugo chased her. Finally, she stopped at a cafe table and sat down out of breath. Hugo sat down too. One of the train station pigeons walked up to their table and pecked at some crumbs on the floor.
"Why are you so interested in my key?"
Isabel demanded.
"Tell me where you got it."
A steam engine whistled its deafening shriek, which completely drowned out all the other sounds of the station for a moment and made Hugo jump as it always did. Hugo and Isabel stared at each other until the owner of the cafe made them get up and leave. They parted without saying goodbye.